This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That competitor sitting in once again for Daniel. I very much appreciate it. I was a huge fan of Joyce Riley. She was a wonderful, wonderful person. I'm delighted to have another excellent student of Las Vegas, Sandy Hook, and a host of other issues. His name, Dan Cromer. Last show, Wednesday, actually, when I was here also guest hosting, I featured Mona Alexis Presley. Mona and Dan have both done brilliant work in relation to Las Vegas. Mona tracking the obituaries that were published. For example, the notices given in USA Today finding that they were based on people who died at different dates or for different causes of death. Dan is an IT guy who figured out that the audio from the concert actually had been pre-recorded. It was too high-tech, high-depth quality stuff to have been legit from the scene. This is how they perpetrated a fraud on the American people. And he and Mona have collaborated on cutting-edge research about Sandy Hook. We have previously sorted out that Noah Posner, the most famous of the Sandy Hook kids, actually was a fiction based upon photographs of his older stepper half-brother, Michael Vabner. Noah was unusual for not only having been reported to have died in Newtown on 14 December 2012, but again in Pakistan on 16 December 2014. And now Mona and Dan have been able to nail down that, in fact, his father, Lenny Posner, is a fiction, too. Actually, his real name is Reuben Vabner. He's the father of Michael Vabner, on whom Noah was based. I suppose we could say, how much of a surprise should it be with all the fakery going on that the guy who calls himself Lenny Posner should be a fake, too? Actually, Reuben Vabner, the father of Michael Vabner, who was the basis for Noah, and now we have him exposed. Dan, I can't thank you and Mona enough for the brilliant work you've been doing on these crucial issues of vital importance to the American people.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Jim, and thank you. I'm just tickled to death to be on the air with the most dangerous mind in America. I would have it no other way, you know. And in fact, I only do interviews with the most dangerous minds. So,
well, just so the public has some understanding of your illusion, Mike Adams interviewed me about 8 weeks ago, where he's ranked number two most influential on the internet, following Alex Jones, and it turns out that Mike had been taken out by YouTube for an interview he did with me years ago, back in 2015, after my book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, which has 13 contributors, including six current or retired PhD professors, was banned by Amazon.com. It had gone on sale on the 22nd of October, sold nearly 500 copies. It was clearly going to be a runaway bestseller. They couldn't have that, so they banned the book on 19 November. Now, what Mike Adams was wonderful. He actually published it. He did more to follow up on this than anyone else. He did three different articles about it, including one in which he included an interview. And he was therefore dumbfounded to discover that his whole channel was taken down because of this interview he'd done with me back in 2015. That included over 7,100 videos, some 200,000 subscribers. I mean, it was a disgrace. He's back up on the air, but, I mean, it was a powerful hit. And he did, therefore, an article. He did further research and found not only were they taking out all my videos about Sandy Hook, But those of anyone who interviewed me, anyone who had any connection with me, there have been multiple prominent cases, including Richie Allen, who has maybe the most famous talk show across Europe, where Richie was, his YouTube channel was taken down after he did an interview with me about Parkland. Carrie Cassidy of Project Camelot was taken out after she did interviews with me about Parkland and other issues. I mean, it's truly outrageous. So he published this piece entitled "The Most Dangerous Man, Most Dangerous Mind in America Interviewed on False Flags and Extreme Censorship," which you can find there. And what's particularly interesting about this column in relation to this new work that Dan and Mona have done is that there's a fellow who's been commenting. The discussion thread has become very interesting. He uses the name DSON30. And for multiple reasons, I'm convinced that DSON30 is none other than Lenny Posner. He gave himself away in multiple respects there, which I've included in the discussion. But Dan, you know, Lenny, who's been intervening on my blog before, I have no doubt it is he who is doing this. He's taking down selected images. He's been messing with my blog again today. They don't want the truth about Sandy Hook to come out, Dan.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we live in this world where the truth really is the most dangerous thing one can say. So, you know, so there's a lot of truth to that statement of, you know, about you and your work. I think you took Brian Roo's channel down too. You know, just everywhere you go, you're just taking people out. Two, you know, it was our show, the show, I get, you know, I guess on your show where, you know, you were fired, last year, from the Rents radio network.
That was a bit bizarre. But
right,
you see,
yeah.
I'd already told Jeff Rents we were moving to another station, which
right.
of course is Revolution Radio. I hadn't told him which network, but I told him that he and Scott Bennett and I were going to move. Well, those were the five shows before his own show, the two-hour shows on Rents Radio before his own show. I gave him advance notice about a couple of weeks in advance so he could plan for the alternative, but I think he was going to be so embarrassed by our leaving that he decided he had to act preemptorily, and he actually fired me after I'd done a show about Las Vegas where I interviewed both you and Mona about Las
right.
Vegas and the fakery there. In how we've been able to establish nobody died in Las Vegas either. So what you're saying, Dan, I think translates in the following way that what Mike Adams really was reporting is that I'm getting out more truth about Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, Orlando, Dallas, Las Vegas, Charlottesville, Parkland. I mean, I think that must be true. In fact, I have a whole, I had to found a company to get the books out because Amazon not only banned my book on Sandy Hook, but a book I had published on the moon landing years later at the request of the Anti-Defamation League, which is the intellectual arm of the Mossad, because it had four chapters, classic chapters about the Holocaust. And the ADL asked Amazon to ban all books on the Holocaust, and although it had been up for years, it was also published in 2015, and this happened in mid-2017. It had a very extensive discussion thread. I mean, there were hundreds and hundreds of comments there. They just wiped it all out on behalf of the ADL. So Dan, I think maybe you're driving at the truth. The point is, if someone wants to get thorough documentation where I bring together multiple experts, they can find books about Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, Orlando and Dallas, Charlottesville. I'm publishing a book now on Parkland. We're going through it. We're doing the copy editing stages, and it should be out within 10 days or 2 weeks. And then I deliberately switched from doing the Las Vegas first, even though chronologically that would make more sense, because there are still developments going on in Las Vegas, and I wanted to make sure we had any lingering, you know, changes taking place there before we put out the book. So that's all at moonrockbooks.com for anyone who wants to check it out. Dan, continue.
And, you know, so having the most dangerous mind, that's a compliment. I think that's something that everyone should aspire towards because, you know, it means that one is using logic and reason, and they're applying that to the available evidence, and they're basing their, you know, their feelings and their analysis on these events. You know, and that's what you know. That's what you do, and that apparently is what is defined as dangerous. And as you illustrated, you have, you know, this now this history of just taking out, you know, channels and shows and, you know, your blog being attacked. And you mentioned that. And yeah, I agree with you. I mean, who else would have that kind of incentive to go into your personal, you know, blog site and remove material? I mean, who is going to go to that, to those lengths if they don't have skin in the game, you know? It's not just going to be some random person who, you know, believes the narrative. If they believe the narrative, I mean, then they believe it. And they're not even going to go digging, and they're certainly not going to access your website and take out materials without your knowledge.
Dan, believe it or not, between the time I sent five links to be posted for the Power Hour schedule for this very show this morning, one of those blocks was taken out completely. It was taken out completely. And I restored it. I had to restore it and put up images. And now I'm looking and I find he's yet got, I have double security here. You actually have to go through two types of security. I have to get a phone call. You know, gives me a special number to get in. But this guy has the ability to circumvent it all. Another of my colleagues wrote in saying deletion from my log would include my ISP and Blogspot security breach that hack jobs take power and smarts. This guy is working for the deep state. I have no doubt about it. This guy is a scoundrel, and he's seeking to deny the American public information they need to judge whether or not, for example, he ought to support gun control. It's become increasingly obvious to me, Dan, that all these school shootings are the Democratic National Committee way of taking control of the political narrative because they're worried that they're going to get wiped out at the midterm and they're having to do something to do to cope with it. They are in panic mode.
No doubt about it. And, you know, and ironically, this all seems to be backfiring on them. You know, I don't see these fake events, you know,
sitting in for Daniel with my special guest Dan Cromer. We'll be right back.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Jim Fessler sitting in for Daniel today with my special guest, Dan Cromer, who together with Mona Alexis Presley has published a brilliant piece exposing that Lenny Posner is simply another name for Reuben Vabner, where we had discovered that Noah was a fiction made up out of photos of Michael Vabner, who was supposed to be his older stepbrother, though I gather maybe he was supposed to be a half-brother. Why should it come as a surprise that Lenny turns out to be Reuben, Michael's father? I think all the pieces fit together here, Dan, and it's really quite striking because this fellow, Deason 30, on the Mike Adams website there about the most dangerous mind in America, was raising odd questions, you know, that required a great deal of understanding of the issues about, for example, who was the little boy in the Spider-Man interview. He meant something that was originally on the website identified as Lenny Posner, where this appeared to be Noah, if there had been a Noah. But since we know it wasn't Noah, we know it's Michael Vabner. The person with him who looks, of course, like Lenny Posner turns out to be Reuben Vabner, his father, which makes it all hang together exactly the right way. But Lenny's counting on the assumption that people will presume that that's Lenny Posner, and therefore the little boy should be Noah, when in fact we've already established that it is Michael Vabner, you know, when he was younger. It's just an astonishing complexity of the way they tried to deceive the American people. And what you and Mona have done here is to explore the range of possibilities to include that some of the Sandy Hook parents themselves used photographs of themselves when they were kids to perpetrate the deception.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, and like I was saying in the previous segment, you know, the questions that that fellow was asking in the comment section, I mean, you had to have been a, you know, well-versed student with all things Sandy Hook. And, you know, and that's my point. Why would someone be so invested and know so much about that subject? Then to make these really ridiculous claims, you know, that come across as extremely desperate to try to convince people, no, this was real. This was really real. And when I was going through the comments, when I saw the Spider-Man comment, I at first I thought it might have been someone joking, because it's well known that the Spider-Man hoax code appears in many of these staged events. We get the Spider-Man code and the Batman code in, you know, in so many of these events. In fact, this last one in Santa Fe, which we'll talk about, I'm sure, at some point, we get the Batman hoax code. And so you'll see Batman, Spider-Man, you know, throughout all of these, you know, these many staged events. So when I saw this comment about Spider-Man, you know, at first I thought, wait a minute, is this a joke?
Dan, he had on his website a little video where the person who's supposed to be Noah is talking about this scene from the Spider-Man movie. And okay. You have who we have presumed was Lenny right there when he's talking. We had used images from that, an image from that in a blog we had where six of us were following up on the conjecture of Kelly Watt that Noah actually was Michael Vabner as a child. Yeah. We established they had the same eyes, they had the same ears, they had the same general appearance. Then I invited Larry Rivera, who's done brilliant work with superposition, confirming that Lee Oswald was actually standing in the doorway of the book depository when the JFK motorcade went by, to do a superposition of Michael and Noah. And it turns out, of course, they're one and the same person. So what he was doing was asking that, was supposed to be misleading. You know, who is the little boy in the picture with Lenny talking about Spider-Man? If it isn't Noah, except that we already know that Noah is actually Michael Vabner, and therefore I think the inference that the person with him is, of course, his father, who is Reuben Vabner, but now using the name Lenny Posner. It's a relatively easy inference if you don't take for granted that this is Lenny Posner and ignore the fact that he's actually, you know, using that as a fake name.
There's no Noah. When I mentioned the hoax code, you know, that alone doesn't make something, you know, fake. But it you know, it's like this esoteric thing that comes up over and again. You know, out of all the things he could be talking about, right? He's talking about Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. We'll continue our conversation with Dan Cromer when we return after this break.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for rejuvenation. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24-7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jim Fetzer is sitting in for Daniel with my special guest today, Dan Cromer, who with Mona Alexis Presley has just contributed a brilliant piece about Sandy Hook. Not only is Noah Posner a fiction, but his father, Lenny, is also a fake. Dan, I don't know if you contemplated this, but Lenny has been so active in so many fora, including legal actions. I believe that Wolfgang Halbig, for example, whom Lenny sued for slander, may have a cause of action against Lenny for perpetrating a fraud on the court. He gave the court a false identification and didn't explain. You know, he withheld from the court important information. I believe there are legal consequences that can follow from exposing his true identity as Reuben Vabner in the context of this elaborate hoax.
Yes, and I have followed that part, and you're referring to the photographs of the Sandy Hook kids today that allegedly approached Wolfgang? Is that the angle?
Well, no, Lenny actually brought a lawsuit against Wolfgang in South Florida. And would it show up for the hearing? Because Wolfgang...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And when Wolfgang was going to have discovery and the judge directed that Lenny had to sit for a videotape deposition, he withdrew the suit so that he wouldn't have to do it.
That's right.
Showtime has a program called Dark and That. And they have they're doing about the internet, and they tend to have the formula of one clear-cut case of the abuse of the internet, another clear-cut case of the use of the internet for constructive purposes, and then they do a controversial case in between as the main meat and potatoes. They did one on Sandy Hook where they featured Lenny and me, and, you know, you could see me clear as a bell. In fact, with some of the best definition of my face I've ever seen on television with Lenny. Lenny wouldn't allow them to show his face, Dan, and I now believe it's because it would have offered evidence that, in fact, he's not Lenny Posner, but actually Reuben Vabner.
Yeah, that would have been a good cover for that. And I was thinking of Wolfgang, what's his name?
Hal.
So that's what I was thinking of. Because he was the one, right, who was approached by Sandy Hook, you know, victims. Is that right? Is he the one who received that information? Sandy Hook victims alive.
He has provided photographs of eight of the Sandy Hook girls alive and well. He's got another photograph of more and four of the boys, one of whom is clearly Michael Vabner, who's looking real, real healthy, real fit, real handsome. He was a good-looking kid. In fact, he was extremely photogenic and appeared in commercial photography when he was young. Michael Vabner, who has been, you know, presented to us as Noah Posner. How long can the American people be faked about these things, Daniel, without realizing that the government is perpetrating an enormous fraud on the American people, and that it's got to do with Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and Eric Holder wanting to, you know, take away our guns. And anyone who thinks that's not real needs to look at this congressman in California's 15th district, Eric Solwell, who's actually proposed a forcible removal, confiscation of our guns all over the country. I mean, Dan, this is incredible to me because he's a sworn member of Congress to defend, protect the Constitution of the United States, and in fact, he's out there sabotaging the Constitution. This guy ought to be removed from office and run out of town on a rail.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And there's no doubt that the gun grab agenda is real, and what we're seeing is the totalitarian tiptoe, you know, just inching along forward, you know, moving towards this gun regulation that they, an erosion of the Second Amendment that they, you know, have always dreamed of. You know, there's no doubt about it. And with this fake shooting in Santa Fe, Texas, a few weeks ago. Of course, you know, moment one, you know, waiting and able and ready were, you know, all of the gun grabber representatives. You know, they trotted out the Parkland kids and, you know, the talking heads on the television, of course, were saying, ooh, you know, here we go again. We need to do something about this. It's so painfully obvious that is. A big part of this.
Yeah, 2 points to make. Preston James, who a social psychologist, an expert in this area, has just published a book entitled The New Gutenberg Press about why the Internet is so threatening to the deep state, has told me that he believes they're going to increase the frequency of these staged shootings. In fact, I was informed there was another one this morning, until the American people are just, going crazy with all this nonsense, as though taking guns away from law-abiding citizens would be the right thing to do, even if they were real. I mean, it would be absurd. The Florida legislature, the day in Parkland, actually was contemplating legislation to broaden concealed carry and to allow teachers to have concealed carry, which obviously is appropriate because the teachers are in the position to deal with whatever situation should develop. You can't just do it by having screeners at doors, for example, because a determined shooter, could come in through the roof, break in through a window. You need to have the teachers that can deal with a ever-changing situation as it evolves. So, all this is ridiculous in the extreme. We need our guns, not only for personal and home security, where it takes as much as 20 minutes for the police show up. So while you're waiting for them to show up with their guns, you could have travesties taking place in your own home. Your daughter could be raped, your wife murdered, you could be mugged. We also need guns at the community level. We have this Deerfield, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago, that is now imposing fines of $1,000 a day on its residents if they don't give up their so-called assault weapons. But what will they do if riots spill over from Chicago into their community and looting takes place? They won't be able to defend themselves. And, of course, at the level of national security, Emperor Hirohito contemplated invading the United States, but his highest military advisors told him that was a bad idea because there'd be a sniper behind every bush. But if these gun grabbers had their way, we'd all be speaking Japanese.
We would, man. And, I see that this initiative to put guns in the school is a really unfortunate byproduct of this whole charade, because these shootings are fake, and they have always been fake. I mean, we can go all the way back to Columbine. All of this crap. It's fake. So, so this compromise seems to be, this initiative. Well, let's put guns in the school. Let's put armed guards. So what we're doing then is creating this militant state in public schools, which are already, just horrible. I mean, the public education system in general in America is nothing more than indoctrination, feeding people with lies, programming them, brainwashing them. They're just terrible places. They're woefully underfunded, right? So now we've got to take money that they don't even have to begin with to pay for these armed guards who aren't even needed in the schools to begin with because these shootings are fake, and then throw in the psychiatric, storyline along with it. So then we've got to put everyone on drugs, right? We've got to put everyone on state-sponsored drugs, send them to school to get fed lies after lies after lies, and then every move they make, they see these armed guards running around, quote unquote, protecting them. That's what public school environment is becoming.
Dan, you're making impeccable points. I mean, and these crisis actors who perpetrate these frauds are making out like bandits. For example, the 26 alleged survivors at Sandy Hook split between $27 and $130 million in donations from sympathetic but gullible Americans. That's more than $1 million apiece. The school board got $50 million for a new elementary school when they only cost $7 average for kindergarten through fourth grade across the country. They made out like bandits. It's the American people and taxpayers who are being scammed. It's completely outrageous. Dan, I can hear the music, so we know we're going to have another break. Jim Fester is sitting in for Daniels with my special guest, Dan Grover. We'll be right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jim Fester sitting in for Daniel again today. Well, I'm so pleased to be here with Dan Cromer. And Dan, that profit motive is well illustrated by Las Vegas. Many Americans still don't realize that the chief executive officer of Mandalay Bay, MGM, sold off 80% of his stock in advance of the event so he could buy it back on the cheap when it fell after the shooting. George Soros put a $41 million short on the Mandalay Bay and collected a bundle when the stock fell. A master plan that was revealed in 4chan by a fellow who signed his name John several weeks in advance said the plan was to get these body scanners that we have to endure at the airports into every resort and casino in Las Vegas, eventually extend them to all the churches and schools across the country. that the Chertoff Group, which is headed by Michael Chertoff, who is our second head of Homeland Security, had been responsible for getting them in the airports. And their security, their safety has never been ascertained. I point out that while one of the journalists who was supporting this idea said it only delays your entry for 30 seconds into an entertainment venue, but when you go to a dentist, they cover you with a lead vest before they expose your teeth for milliseconds to create a dental x-ray. Who knows how much damage the human body undergoes from 30 seconds of exposure to regulation, to radiation, whose effects have never been measured. Putting these in schools would make them hundreds of billions, but it's all coming out of somebody's pocket. Guess whose pocket it's coming out of, Dan?
Yeah, that would be ours. That would be the taxpayer. And of course, all of the money, the whole, financial system is a joke too, and all of the fiat currency is fake and always has been. So, it's really just a mechanism to keep people enslaved. But in terms of exposing the money, because it's so insulting. And I think this is why we get such arrogance from the producers and the folks that perpetuate these hoaxes. Because not only do they, create this narrative, this propaganda, influence, millions of people, presumably. On top of that, they make millions and billions of dollars. And so, I think, if people need a reason to really get fired up about this stuff, is look at the money that they're making on top of making us all look like fools. And 911 is probably the best example of the billions and billions of dollars that was made off of that staged event. Larry Silverstein, I think all of your listeners know the story about the insurance policies that he took out on the towers. It's disgusting when you find out that they make all of this money on top of it. Yeah, in Las Vegas, you mentioned, of course, all the players shorted their stocks. And of course, we know, Chernoff is behind the technology. Yep. As is all of our technology, is essentially Israeli controlled.
That's right.
Which is
the audience may be shocked. The audience may be shocked to know that of the alleged 19 Islamic terrorists who are supposed to have commandeered the plane, as many as 10 of them turned up alive and well the following day, which ought to suggest they didn't die in any suicide crashes of planes and the building. In fact, the Muslims and Osama had nothing to do with it. Then, he was our man in Afghanistan. He was instrumental in getting the Stinger missiles into the hands of the Mujahideen so they could shoot down the Soviet planes and helicopters and drive them out of Afghanistan. He was actually Colonel Tim Osman of the CIA,
yep,
where an official at the agency visited him in a hospital in Dubai shortly before his death in Afghanistan in 2001 on December 15th, where he was buried in an unmarked grave. But Barack Obama found it politically expedient to resurrect him and have him die again in order to position himself for a triumphal reelection. I mean, American politics is just political theater. It is a disgrace.
Yeah, it is theater. And with Bin Laden, we have a photo of Bin Laden, the Bin Laden character, with Condoleezza Rice the summer of 9/11, leading up to the event. We also have flight records, so we know that he had traveled to the U.S. leading up to 9/11. We know he wasn't, the perpetrator of the event, of course. But, yeah, he was essentially an intelligence asset. And speaking of the financial gain by the, deep state, if you will, and this doesn't get as much attention as all these other things with 9/11. But a key factor with the 9/11 event was the Brady Bonds and Father Bush's connection there, because the Brady Bonds hit the market the day of or after 9/11, and they were created to generate money for the Cold War, the Cold War PSYOP of westernizing Russia. And those Brady bonds were created, I believe it was exactly 10 years to the day of 9-1-1. And like I said, those hit the market that day. So that's a huge financial scam that is connected to 9-1-1 as well. And like I said, you know, that to me, that's a really fascinating topic that doesn't seem to get the legs that, you know, some of these other storylines do, but it's very real. If one hasn't looked into this, look at the Brady bonds and their connection to 9-1-1. And, you know, it's yet another storyline that plays a crucial role into the date. You know, the date is very significant. It wasn't some random, you know, day. You know, so.
By the way, we've also identified a crisis director at Santa Fe. It's a woman,
yeah.
Late 40s, early 50s, short blonde hair. She's directing students where to go. They don't seem anxious. They're not in a hurry. She's also talking to students sitting inside a school bus or holding their bottled water. Bottled water turns out to be ubiquitous at these FEMA events. Boxes of it at the firehouse in Sandy Hook, for example. At Utica College, they were toting around boxes of bottled water. It was unbelievable. Anastasia Smith, by the way, went through 33 videos from the alleged shooting in Las Vegas and found lots of sounds of shots, but no one actually being shot. And then we came up with another video where you can actually see a crisis director getting out in front of the camera to have her crisis actors redo the scene, and she was upset that she was caught on camera, Dan. I mean,
yeah.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is embarrassing. Yeah, and the water bottles, you know. I always chuckle when I see those now. And, you know, I mean, the bottled water is a scam just in itself. Like, you know, remember the world before bottled water? I mean, that's a
scam. Seems like ancient history, Dan. This Jim Pastor sitting in for Daniel, but my special guest, Dan Silver, will be right back.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.